The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there. What did you? How are you? And welcome to episode 40 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football. That is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. As you all know by now, the Philadelphia Eagles season is over. They got blown out by Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31-15 on Sunday. Jalen Hurts completed 23 of 43 passing attempts for 258 yards with a touchdown and two interceptions. And overall, he looked bad. He struggled with his accuracy. He struggled with decision making. He struggled not being able to get the ball off quick enough. This was honestly one of his worst performances of the season. And the Eagles as a whole looked bad. The score was 31-0 going into the fourth quarter. The Birds did eventually get points on the board, but it was in garbage time. So of course, at that point, it was a little too late. Didn't really matter. The game was already over. So like I said, pretty embarrassing. Hurts was seen in a boot at the post-game press conference on Sunday, and he was asked about it, but he did explain that this is the same ankle that he's been already dealing with. We already are familiar with the injury. You know, he sat out early a few weeks ago when Gardner Minshew had to start in place for him. So just something to keep an eye and an ear out for. There are reports that he may need surgery during the offseason. Eagles general manager Howie Roseman and head coach Nick Sirianni spoke with the Philly media on Thursday morning, and they were asked several different questions about various topics. They were asked about Jalen Hurts starting at QB for the 2022 season. They were asked about the evaluation process for the coaching staff and the coordinators. And they were also asked about the wide receiver group. And they were asked if, you know, Jalen Reagor met his expectations in his second season, which we all know he did not. But one of the responses that stood out the most to me, of course, was when they asked about Jalen Hurts. Because let's be honest, everybody wanted to know where the coaching staff, where the organization was leaning based off of this performance from this past season. Howie Roseman was asked if he's seen enough this past season to be comfortable with Jalen Hurts as the quarterback in the future. And here's exactly what he had to say.
You know, we talk about Jalen and the growth he had, really first-year starter, second-year player, leading this team to the playoffs, tremendously impressed by his work ethic, his leadership. We talked, the last time we talked was during camp, and we said we wanted to see him take the bull by the horn, and he certainly did that.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Hey, Howie, just for clarity's sake regarding the quarterback, are you going into this offseason with the mindset that Jalen Hurts is your quarterback in 2022?
Yes. I think for us, we got to do whatever we can to continue to help him develop. And how do we do that? By surrounding him with really good players. Players continue to grow. That's a huge part of developing. They grow. How they are in their second year is not how they're going to be in year 4, 5, 6, and 7. And they're also products of the people around them. So that's on us to continue to build this team.
I think we can all agree that Jalen Hurts still has a long way to go before any of us can confidently believe that he is the franchise guy. And hopefully he takes this offseason to put in work and improve on his weaknesses. But it was nice to hear Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman support him. They came out and said that he's, you know, the guy for 2022. So hopefully all of the rumors and everything can stop, and hopefully Jalen Hurts really does feel that he's being supported. According to a report from ESPN, Eagles defensive coordinator Jonathan Gannon made a very strong impression in his interview with the Texans, and he's being considered one of the current front runners for the head coaching job. Gannon has connections with Texans general manager Nick Caserio, and in addition to interviewing with the Texans, he also interviewed for openings with the Vikings and the Broncos. But that is going to be a wrap on episode 40 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta. Follow us on Twitter at BGN underscore radio. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rachel Monique. That's R-A-I-C-H-E-L-E. M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. You may as well stop what you're doing right now. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. It only takes a few seconds and we would greatly appreciate it. Listen, a couple people have already asked me what's next in regards to the Bleeding Green Nation Eagles coverage now that the Eagles have been eliminated from the playoffs. Just because the Eagles season is over does not mean that the BGN content stops. We'll be here with you guys each and every week during the offseason, so stay tuned for Senior Bowl coverage. We're going to be discussing the Eagles' draft needs, and we're also going to be delivering draft coverage. Just a reminder, the Birds do currently have 3 first-round picks in the draft, number 15, 16, and 19, so that is a reason to be optimistic. Where would you like the Eagles to focus? I personally think they could focus on a linebacker. They could focus on a pass rusher. It would be nice to get another wide receiver. Cornerback? Hey, I want to hear from you guys though. As always, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to listen. I am so grateful for you guys and gals. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and we out!
BGN!